The battle to host next year's United Nations climate talks is very much undecided. Australia, backed by Pacific countries, has put its hands up to host, but Turkey is also claiming its right to COP31. It's a diplomatically tricky situation, but one innovative solution being touted is for both countries to share hosting rights. So for more on this story, we are joined by ABC's foreign affairs reporter Stephen Jedgetts.
I think Australia has been expecting for a while that Turkey would simply withdraw from this contest. This has been going on for quite some time. And because Australia has, and people have confirmed this outside the Australian government, pretty broad support from within the group whose turn it is to host, that's called the Western European and Others group. It's basically a sort of ungainly mechanism that COP has got to try and make sure everyone has a turn to put their hand up for the gig. So because Australia's been in a very strong position and has got a lot of private and public expressions of support for its bid, most people seem to simply assume, at least in Canberra, that at some point Turkey would gracefully withdraw from the contest.
So how would it practically work then in Australia and Turkey?
Well, look, the first thing to say is that there's no resolution on this. And this is an idea that has been floated, but it has not yet been accepted by Turkey or by Australia or, in fact, by the Pacific. So this is one of the ideas that is absolutely in the mix. And some people in the Pacific say it's the most likely way this will be resolved. But we've got no certainty that this is the way forward. It's just a very interesting idea that's been put forward as a possible resolution. It's not entirely clear how it would work, but it isn't an entirely unprecedented suggestion. We have seen split COPs before where one country retains the presidency. That's not something that could be split, but where another country plays a role in hosting other COP events. That was seen, for example, when the United Kingdom had the presidency and hosted the main event in Glasgow. There was a pre-COP meeting that was held in Italy, in Milan, for example.
The possibility, as you say, if it does happen, this arrangement, do we know an expected time frame as to when it will happen?
Well, they'll have to make a decision one way or the other before late November, which is when COP30 wraps up in the city of Belém in Brazil, in the Amazon. There's some suggestion it could come before Belém. One source I spoke to said that the hope was that they get Pacific sign-off, this week and next, and then shortly after that, they get an agreement from Turkey. But, of course, it's entirely possible Turkey holds out even longer and that we don't get a resolution, if at all, until Belém in mid to late November. That's the time frame we're playing with, but it's simply not clear when this is actually going to happen.
And that is our ABC Foreign Affairs reporter, Stephen Jedgetts.